Section C.
Compound dictation.
Rod was already an established lab head when he decided he needed to learn more about crystallography. In 1995, he went back to school at the CSHL on Long Island, New York. Together with 22 fellow scientists, ranging from PhD students to principal investigators like himself, he enrolled in a two-week course. The training paid off. 3 years later, Rod became the first scientist to use crystallography to resolve the structure of an ion channel. In 2003, he won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for this work. Rod's experience may not be typical for the scientists participating in the postgraduate training courses that are offered by a handful of institutes around the world. But it shows that scientists can benefit from acquiring new skills at any stage of their career. Courses range from 2 to 6 weeks in length and focus on the latest tools and technologies in a specific field. Classes are kept relatively small, usually about 20 people, providing students with the opportunity to get hands-on experience in well-equipped labs between lectures and even conduct their own mini-projects. "You could really work as much as you liked," says Kish, a 26-year-old protein researcher at the Plant Science Center in Sweden, who last year attended the two-week course at the CSHL. If you wanted to do your own experiments at 2 in the morning, there was no problem finding people happy to help you and machines ready to use, adds Kish. He says that he has benefited from the course and now uses the methods he learned there in his day-to-day work.
Now the passage will be read again.
Rod was already an established lab head when he decided he needed to learn more about crystallography. In 1995, he went back to school at the CSHL on Long Island, New York. Together with 22 fellow scientists, ranging from PhD students to principal investigators like himself, he enrolled in a two-week course. The training paid off. 3 years later, Rod became the first scientist to use crystallography to resolve the structure of an ion channel. In 2003, he won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for this work. Rod's experience may not be typical for the scientists participating in the postgraduate training courses that are offered by a handful of institutes around the world. But it shows that scientists can benefit from acquiring new skills at any stage of their career. Courses range from 2 to 6 weeks in length and focus on the latest tools and technologies in a specific field. Classes are kept relatively small, usually about 20 people, providing students with the opportunity to get hands-on experience. in well-equipped labs between lectures and even conduct their own mini-projects. You could really work as much as you liked, says Kish, a 26-year-old protein researcher at the Plant Science Center in Sweden, who last year attended the 2-week course at the CSHL. If you wanted to do your own experiments at 2 in the morning, there was no problem finding people happy to help you and machines ready to use. Adds Kish. He says that he has benefited from the course and now uses the methods he learned there in his day-to-day work.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Rod was already an established lab head when he decided he needed to learn more about crystallography. In 1995, he went back to school at the CSHL on Long Island, New York. Together with 22 fellow scientists, ranging from PhD students to principal investigators like himself, he enrolled in a 2-week course. The training paid off. 3 years later, Rod became the first scientist to use crystallography to resolve the structure of an ion channel. In 2003, he won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for this work. Rod's experience may not be typical for the scientists participating in the postgraduate training courses that are offered by a handful of institutes around the world, but it shows that scientists can benefit from acquiring new skills at any stage of their career. Courses range from 2 to 6 weeks in length and focus on the latest tools and technologies in a specific field. Classes are kept relatively small, usually about 20 people, providing students with the opportunity to get hands-on experience in well-equipped labs between lectures and even conduct their own mini-projects. You could really work as much as you liked, says Kish, a 26-year-old protein researcher at the Plant Science Center in Sweden, who last year attended the 2-week course at the CSHL. If you wanted to do your own experiments at 2 in the morning, there was no problem finding people happy to help you and machines ready to use, adds Kish. He says that he has benefited from the course and now uses the methods he learned there in his day-to-day work.